gifts, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Friday! It's the battle for the big bargains!
Black Friday!
Crazy customers in a frenzy-fueled high-octane shopping stampede!
Black Friday!
Game system! Appliances!
Digital cameras!
Clothes!
Toys!
Even 55-inch flat-screen TVs! All up for grabs!
Black Friday!
It's Friday!
At the mall!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand
Fox
by
News,
for
I'm
news.
Rich Dennison. President Trump announcing in a tweet that he is granting a pardon to his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI.
But withdrew his latest plea earlier this year. Attorney General Bill Barr personally jumped into the mix last spring when the Justice Department announced it wanted to drop the Flynn case, citing lack of evidence. A judge essentially said no, and Flynn's attorneys appealed.
Fox's David Spunt. President-elect Joe Biden's incoming transition team has begun working with federal agencies to prepare for his administration.
Which members country? Of the incoming administration have also begun getting briefings on the federal government's COVID-19 response, including Operation Warp Speed, a rapid deployment of a vaccination. The president-elect will also begin receiving high-level intelligence, known as the Presidential Daily Brief, next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
That judge is a psycho. Welcome to Happy Hour.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good. They came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch.
Hey, when are we
God, I never want to see those people again.
Hey, welcome to Happy Hour. It's Talk 93.1 of WACV. Pittsburgh area Antifa leader tweets warning to Trump, "We are armed. If you do not concede by Sunday at noon, we will begin to block roads in conservative areas. Come here and do it. Let's see how that works out for you, little prick." Jeez. Unreal, man. Yeah, come to Alabama and try that. See how that works out for you. There are things developing. Today, there's been some movement in things that could be game changers as this election circus continues to plod forward at warp speed. Rain is almost out of the area. And see, we had just under half an inch at my place. So did Rich.
I have a traffic alert.
Okay. Go ahead.
You ready? Okay. I-85 north, headed toward Auburn. At mile marker 38, there has been an accident, and the cars are backed up.
Well, for everybody that was planning on getting out of town on 85, that's like, that could go on for miles. We'll get an update from Skipper here shortly. Some local news ahead. I don't know if Brandt's calling us today or not. I hadn't had a chance to check with him to see what his Thanksgiving plans were. And again, we will be live Friday morning. I'm not sure what we're doing Friday afternoon. I'm hoping tomorrow they're replaying our JFK special from 2013. That, and we were so saddened to hear that Graham, the piano tuner for the Beatles, whose show is another one that we replay because it's just classic. Not because I'm so good. It's just an amazing and interesting person. If you have the Abbey Road album by the Beatles, if you look at the cover, you'll see a Volkswagen on the left side of the frame. The owner of that car was the guy who was our guest. He was the Beatles piano tuner. And when you see documentaries and things done on the Beatles, they talk to other known or big name entities from that time. But this guy was in the studio with them through all of it. All the changes, all the chaos, all the infighting. You know, for a band, it only takes two people for a band to have politics. And it's broken up some of the greatest artists of all time. I heard, not that I would consider Georgia Florida State Line one of the greatest artists of all time, but I heard they came close to busting up over politics.
Well,
these country artists that think they're doing themselves favors, like, anybody heard about the Dixie Chicks or the Chicks or whatever the hell they're called today? I haven't heard crap about them ever since they got woke and made the announcement that we're dropping the name Dixie. How'd that work out for you guys? It wasn't bad enough to go over and badmouth our president in another country, bitches.
Screw off.
That's what I say. How about Lady A Hole? Lady Antebellum. Because the name of an architecture could trigger some person who's so thin-skinned. Antebellum. That's the South. Slavery. Wow. And I haven't seen a peep out of either one of those bands since they made these woke changes. Is that Brant?
Hey, hold on.
Okay, good news. Brant McDonald is on the line, and we will have him on with us in just a minute.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit 1. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some of which could be on the strong side. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Overnight low tonight, 63. On Thanksgiving, we'll make it into the mid-70s. There's a chance of some leftover showers at least through the middle part of the day, a small chance. Then more scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving on Friday. A better chance Friday evening, Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event with that weekend storm system arrives Sunday. Possible severe weather by, let's say, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's unbelievable.
Grab that bird. Remove the giblets first. Now that it's dead. Cram it full of bread. Now stuff it. The cat.
It's 5:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Joining us now live, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Yeah, well, right back at you, buddy. Yeah, it's that time of year again. It seems like it just flies by, you know.
it is so bizarre because in some ways, we're talking 9 months since things started locking down. Just a few minutes, I was challenging people to think back to what they were, the gut punches they were getting when they looked at their 401ks. I mean, at the rate the market was dropping. And what would you have settled for back in early May when it started, you know, when it bottomed out? What would you have hoped for in another 6 months? It would have been a lot less than what's actually happened in terms of the market rebounding. A lot less.
I agree with you, buddy. I do. And, you know, thank goodness we reopened as fast as we did and when we did. You look at these numbers coming in now, man. It's been really something else. And even these jobless claims this morning that we saw, a little bit off the mark, but still, the last 2 to 3 weeks, the numbers that have come in indicates a bottoming clearly confirms we're kind of bottoming out on that. And
I think that would move forward a lot faster if Nancy Pelosi would stop playing games with people's lives with that stimulus package that's been sitting there going nowhere fast for like 2 months.
I tell you what, she really, really misplayed her hand in a big, big way prior to the election. And not only did it not go her way, but she's probably not going to be the speaker. You know, by the time we get into this to 2021 and all these new representatives are sworn in and they go into office, she may very well not be the speaker. So it's interesting how all of this went down, the lack of the blue wave. It's just completely non-existent. As a matter of fact, it was a red wave. I still shake my head at how all that can happen, and yet Biden did, supposedly has the votes to win. But look, it is what it is. They continue to fight that fight. But speaking of Pelosi, the country does look to stimulus. That's a big deal. I think we will get stimulus. It's not going to be this year. But certainly I think there's a real possibility that in, February, late January, February, we could get something done. But I'm not even sure that we absolutely have to have it, because I am, you can put me in the corner or in that camp, rather, of those who felt like we would pull out of this and that we would do better than expected. But I didn't think it would be as good as what we're doing right now. And we're gaining steam. That's the thing about it. The big question mark is, what is this virus going to do in the first quarter of next year? You see the reaction from the people around the country.
Yeah.
All these elected officials, statewide elected officials, local and city elected officials, in these Democrat-controlled areas, trying to tell people how they're going to have Thanksgiving and whether they can travel or not.
The mayor of Denver, Colorado.
I know.
Told people, don't travel, don't go anywhere, don't have anybody over. Then he gets on a plane to go fly somewhere.
I know.
Why people tolerate that in their elected officials? They should be carrying burning torches to the mayor's office, demanding his ass, in a sling. They really should. That's infuriating.
Yeah, it is. It's the pure definition of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It really is. And I get that. And, we'll see what happens, when we come back from Thanksgiving break. I mean, the big deal. And I've been talking about this because here we are now. We're at these record levels in the markets and all the broad-based indexes. And the cool thing is you look at the Russell 2000, which is the smaller companies. They've joined this big rally. In the last month, they're up 20%. So you look at all these broad-based indexes. Here we are at record levels. The economy is humming along, getting better every day. But we still need to know, just how well off the average consumer is doing as a result of all this mess we've been dealing with COVID. So we're going to get an early look at that, man, from the Black Friday sales on Saturday, Sunday. We get into typically around midweek next week. We're going to start getting early reports from a lot of the really big retailers, both e-commerce as well as big box retailers. Giving us an idea as to how well they did. And I think the market's going to react to that because, as I said, when you hit these levels where we are right now, you've got to have catalyst. You have to have a catalyst to continue to carry carry things higher. And that'll be a big step forward as we gain additional information around the consumer.
Brent, mentioned the blue wave that never really materialized. Do you know where the GOP won more seats than any other state? California.
California, yeah.
Four House
seats. That's right. I know. Isn't it something?
Nancy Pelosi with her $40,000 freezer and her $13 a pint ice cream. She didn't get to stay home. What a piece of work.
I know.
Well, we appreciate your time, Brent. If you're out and about or up or doing whatever, I will be here with my Saturday morning crew Friday morning, and
Okay.
So if you want to say hi, feel free to call in. We're just going to be dragging out all of our audio Christmas decorations, as I call them.
Oh, that's great.
And having a fun morning. So just let you know, the door is always open, my friend.
Yeah, sure, man. I will. I'll make a point of doing that. And you know, listen. In the meantime, yeah, I want to personally thank all of our clients who are listening right now. Thank you for the trust and the confidence that you placed in our firm, our entire team. You know, we really wouldn't exist without you. We consider it an honor to serve you, and everyone else out there that's listening who are not clients. You know, we hope and pray that you have a tremendous Thanksgiving. We all have so much to be thankful for. And Greg, lastly, I want to thank you. You know, I'm thankful for you and for the show and the platform you provide to allow me to come on here and try to help people.
That's what
I
you
just
do.
Really couldn't thank you enough.
That's what you do.
And I appreciate that.
For those who want to guarantee that 2021 will be a better year, you got 5 weeks to make the call to 387-0094 and take control of your money, get managerial, make some plans, and go into the next year with goals. And you're going to feel a lot better about yourself and the year ahead when you do that. So call Brandt. This is just a meeting to talk about where you want to be down the line, a year, 5 years, long-term thinking, long-term financial planning, without turning your life inside out in the process. 387-0094 is the number to call. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Hayden, and your terrific family, Brent. Love you all.
Well, I appreciate it, and we love you too, buddy. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Rosie, and everyone there at the station. And we will talk to you on Friday.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
By the last of the rain is sputtering through now. It's almost out of here completely. We will be going to Baumhauer's after the show, and I see a name on the call board.
Yeah.
Somebody we haven't talked to in a couple of years, but I can't take the call until we do this break. There's a lot happening on the roads, and Skipper's got the latest update at 5:24.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways, and those hits just keep on coming. I-65 southbound. Just before Highway 31 headed into Montgomery, this is up above Prattville. We have an accident there. Also on the Old Selma Road at Ashley Drive, minor accident there. At McLemore Drive, right in front of the Chevron. Now, that is right off the Atlanta Highway near the Fried Green Tomato Buffet. Use caution if you're out that way. Norman Bridge Road at East Patton Avenue. We have a minor accident there. We had one on Perry Hill Road on the ramp to I-85 northbound. We're hoping that one is out of the way. And we also had an accident earlier, Highway 14 at Interstate Park Loop. That's Fairview Avenue in Prattville, Highway 14, just before I-65, right in front of the Burger King. Busy everywhere. Buckle up, slow down, watch out for your neighbors this afternoon, and drive safely. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
We have so much to be thankful for this year. Most of all, you. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Thanksgiving is supposed to be about having fun and eating and napping.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars,
and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and many bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, Black Friday's coming, and I ain't gonna screw it up like I did last year when I had a DVD of Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 wrestled out of my hands just because I got distracted watching two women duke it out over an air fryer. This year, I'm going to start downing Monster energy drinks around 3 a.m., you know, so I'm nice and jacked up. Then, when they open up the doors at the Walmart, I'm going to hightail it straight to the Easy Cheese department. Y'all wouldn't believe the Black Friday deals they got going on cheese food products. Then, after I grab all the cans of cheese that's humanly possible to carry, I'm going to stock up on stocking stuffers. Yeah, duct tape, Glade plug-ins, and ammo. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. Our tanning salon just opened up again, and I want to get a nice glow going in case I have to get another mugshot.
It's always nice to look good in your mugshot. All right, I mentioned before the break that we were about to punch the button on a name I have not seen on the call board. I'm going to guess it's been a couple of years. But it's Miss Ellen.
I'm glad you're doing that, because there's no way I could do that now. I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Gregory, and your family.
Well, thank you.
And all the family at Blue Water.
So, where you been? Boycotting us? What?
Oh, right now, cabin fever. Just staying. And I had storm damage, and money I had saved up, you know, going to go out and Jack Ingham with it. Every time something comes up and it's gone again, I'd found me a car and go get it, and then couldn't get it because I had to pay for this storm damage stuff because I don't have insurance over here anymore in the house. But just one thing after another, but God's seen me through everything so far.
Well, I'm just glad to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And I like the new lady that you have there that drives over the road, big truck.
Jessie Lynn?
Yeah.
In the morning?
She's a neat person.
She is very neat.
And whatever happened to Miss Susan Woody, where'd she go to?
She divorced me. She flounced out of here. Yeah, I still play a lot of bits or moments from the show that we did together for all those years.
Yeah, I know. I listen, not as much as I used to, but when I can, I listen. And I watch y'all early in the morning on the TV.
I can tell you. What happened with me and Susan, it was not personal between us. It was nothing to do with us. And each other. There were exterior influences that she was not
happy with. Yeah.
So, but I told her, I said, you're going to miss this. No, I'm not. She missed it.
know. Did she get married again?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I know she was going to at one time. I just wondered. Well, I just wanted to get in there a little bit while I can. If I'm not coughing, you know, I got eczema. I've got emphysema, you know, bad thing with COPD and chronic asthma. You name it, I got it. But anyway.
What do they got you taking for that? Are you taking a Noro?
No, I've got, I'm on the nebulizer and I'm on some other stuff. They put me on something, my lips swelled up, my tongue swelled up. Oh. And I'm already having a problem trying to breathe, you know. Oof. So, I got off a lot of that experimental stuff that they're giving me right now. I'm trying to get that purse thing you wear to give me some air so I can get back out and enjoy just getting to shop for groceries. Because I'm having to just sit down somewhere and even going to the mailbox from my front door.
Wow.
I get exhausted, you know. And it's bad when you can't get all that oxygen to your brain. You know, you can't think straight.
I have a lot of shows like that.
Hey, let me tell you, your shows are still good. And I figured this coming new year, you're probably going to move somewhere and retire.
No.
Oh. You ain't got that. You don't want to retire yet?
If I retire, I start to die. I mean,
now you said a mouthful.
Now, look, let me use somebody we both know and love as an example, Don Markwell.
Oh, my goodness.
Don,
yeah, I remember.
Don was still good at what he did, and he loved doing it, but there were things going on within the company that he just chose, that's it, I'm done.
That's it, yeah.
But Don was in this business for over half a century, and...
Hey, I went down when he was in the basement down at the Frank Lou building down on Commerce.
As long as I can draw breath, sound like I still have most of my marbles together...
Yeah.
I want to do this for... Why would I retire? What would I do? I don't even know what to do. We started doing a Saturday morning...
You would open up a pie shop, a TRM pie shop.
I started doing a Saturday morning show because with the lockdowns and everything, I wanted to be doing something I enjoyed doing, so we started a Saturday show.
I listen to it every now and then.
Well, we're here live, and we will be this weekend, too.
Because I watch that Ray Bradbury stuff that comes on the weekends and that other... Night Gallery and something that I didn't know, you know, they were coming on all. And I enjoy a lot of that old stuff on that.
Hey, I watch a lot of it too because you know what? The current world.
Hey, you're right. You are absolutely right. I'm going to try to call you Friday. You are going to be there Friday.
Friday morning, we'll be here.
Okay, that'll be fine. You going to eat turkey or what? Y'all going to have something different?
Yeah, we're doing turkey and the traditional stuff. In fact, we'll pay musical tribute to one of them coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, I can't even do the gobble-gobble anymore and all the Santa Clauses and all the stuff I used to do. I wished I could. Well, maybe Jesus smile down on me again and I'll just all of a sudden get well.
We'll pray for that, Miss Ellen. Thank you for calling this afternoon.
Okay, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. There's somebody that goes back to day one in the studio. And if you would, if I may beg your indulgence, prayer warriors... A man named Mike Vickery. Mike is also one of my original listeners. We have actually become friends and we stay in touch, but right now he's going through a real tough health challenge. Just keep him in your thoughts. He's a good guy. Mike is a lifelong Montgomeryan, and early on in my time here, when I knew somebody like Mike enjoyed my work, it made me feel like I had a chance to stay here. And now it's 15 years later. Bumped into him in Food Outlet from time to time. He's got a place up at the lake he visits from time to time. But he's a good guy. And if you have a moment, pray for Mike. And anybody else that's having a rough time this holiday. Back to the traffic dungeon. Biloxi and Kenny, hang on. We'll be with you in a second. Bomb Hours after the show in 25 minutes.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic by the numbers, 16 accidents so far this afternoon. Add that to this morning's totals, and we're over 25 on the day so far. Use caution, slow down, buckle up. Here are the active accidents still on the books. I-65 southbound, this is up above Prattville at Highway 31. We've got a minor accident there. Old Selma Road at Ashley, they're still working that one. Macklemore Drive in front of the Chevron. That's going to be right off the Atlanta Highway, right near the Fried Green Tomato Buffet. Use caution there. And in Prattville Highway 14 and Interstate Park Loop, we're still showing an active accident right before I-65 in front of the Burger King. And to top it all off, right now we have a high-speed chase in Prattville going on down Old Farm Lane towards Cobbs Ford. Speeds of 80 miles an hour and better. So please watch out for those lunatics. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Your pet is a part of your family. If you want to protect them, keep them safe and in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody else. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors has been in the car business for over 80 years. We want to thank our customers for making that possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and locations. Maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some of which could be on the strong side. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Overnight low tonight, 63. On Thanksgiving, we'll make it into the mid-70s. There's a chance of some leftover showers at least through the middle part of the day, a small chance. Then more scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving on Friday. A better chance Friday evening, Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event with that weekend storm system arrives Sunday. Possible severe weather by, let's say, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Slathered up in a nasty gelatinous cream. With nauseating mucousy mushy beans. Crispy onions on top. Tastes like a dirty mouth. And I don't know why anyone would want them to eat. Yeah, eat. You might as well go suck on a sponge or lick dirty feet. Gross feet. Disgusting.
New today. Found that this morning, and I think that's a keeper right there. And I have two people I'd love to talk to on the line, and I got to decide which one. So we go in sequence to Biloxi Gambler.
Yes, tell Miss Ellen, thank you for coming to me while Miss Ellen's still listening. My dad retired from the post office. What she needs to do is get a hardship box. You can get an application from your postmaster, wherever you get your mail from. and then take it to your doctor, and you get a hardship box, which will be up near your house, and you don't have to walk out to the road. Now, I want to tell a story. So, my dad told me this story. And so this lady, she got a hardship box, right? So the box is up there, you know, right by our house, and the mail truck pulls in, and they deliver the mail, and then they leave. Okay, well, and it was a hardship. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what you do. Well, then the son who visits his mom, he lives out of state, but every time he would visit his mom, he would move that mailbox back up to the road. And he'd be out there with the post hole diggers, and he'd tell the mailman, that the doctor says she's supposed to walk. This is the only way I can get her to walk. So what the mailman did was he had to hunt for the box. He'd pull up. If it was on the road, he served it on the road. If it was by the house, he'd go down and serve it at the house because she would turn around and pay somebody to move it back up to the house.
That's hilarious. Love that
anyway,
story.
Anyway, I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, sir.
I hope Miss Ellen heard your advice, too. Hope that works out. Kenny from Maxwell.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
You know, as things go, you know. Right, exactly.
I wanted to call and wish everybody a safe and happy Thanksgiving if you're going to travel or if you're staying home. But I hope everyone gets to spend time with their family, and because we do have a lot to be thankful for. So I just wanted to say from my family to yours, Greg, and Rosie, who I met a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else might be there. But anyway, I wanted to send a happy Thanksgiving to all of you from my family.
Hey, we appreciate you, buddy.
You too, Ken.
You're another long-term listener. You've been with me forever, and I'm very grateful
for that. Yeah, it's been a while. But anyway, we'll see you after the holidays.
Gotcha. Thanks so much. 5:43.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, I think the most electrifying story today is that at long last, and he shouldn't have had to do it, because the DOJ dropped the charges. They know that the whole case was bogus to begin with, and they strong-armed an American hero just so they could have something on Donald Trump. That's General Michael Flynn. He was pardoned by the president today. Where is our fat-ass attorney general with all of what's going on, with all these stories, with this mounting pile of evidence of the right to observe vote counts and so forth being denied all over the place? What is he doing?
I believe he's working behind the scenes.
He better be. And I will apologize on my knees in the studio if I'm wrong. But right now, I said it yesterday, Jeff Sessions was a better attorney general because at least he got some stuff done.
Just because we can't see what's happening doesn't mean something isn't happening.
Time is marching on.
I know.
And something, you know, the dam may break with Durham because of this Flynn situation. Where's that guy been, Mr. Beard? There's one picture of Mr. Durham, his investigation, his report. We don't want a report. We wanted indictments. Every single one of you that listens to the station knows what went down in 2016. Our precious court system was abused by psychopaths suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And they lied. Our FBI, they lied to a court to obtain warrants to spy on Donald Trump. These same a-holes that are coming. Where's the peaceful transition? You should only get what you gave for the last 4 years. There's never been a moment's peace with those people, not one. So, and if we have two-tiered justice, we're no better than any other banana republic on the planet Earth. We just got better cars. Seriously. Joe Biden gets in and grants citizenship to 11 million people, do you think that will ever be another Republican president? A conservative? Never. It'll never happen. So, and really, the bad guy in the Flynn situation, once it turned out, once it was realized, he took that plea to protect his family. They were using the government. Our agencies that should be held in the highest of regard with the greatest integrity were used to strong-arm an American hero into a plea that he took simply to keep them from threatening his family. We'll go after them next. Even Chuck Schumer said the deep state will get you 17 ways from Sunday. How do we blow that up? How do we make that stop? That should have been agenda item number one in Donald Trump's second term. But today there were some developments that, you know, let's just see how it plays out. A little more optimistic today than I was yesterday. We'll leave it at that. Don't forget, Mr. Electric, you never have to think about who to call for installation repair service after a storm. Rosie's church used them to a big job with the overhead lighting in the parking lot.
Right.
We've had them do all kinds of stuff for us, install motion security lighting. They did our Ring doorbell system, which works just fine. And has for 3 years now, I think it's been. Solved mysteries, fixed issues. They do everything right. On-time appointments at your convenience. Upfront pricing. And the work is performed at a time that works for you. Their business model is excellent. Their technicians are all certified masters at what they do. So you're in the very best hands. With Mr. Electric, 245-1566. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
When the coronavirus struck your community, what if you had no soap, masks, food, medical care? This is the reality for the world's most vulnerable people. But there's hope. Children International is helping provide children and families in poverty with the critical essentials they need to survive. Things like food assistance, hygiene education, medical help, and financial aid. To learn how you can help, go to children.org/help today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There must be 50 ways to eat leftovers. 50 ways to eat leftovers. You just slap it on Red Ted. How about a souffle, Ray? Turkey pot pie guy, but don't serve it to me. Stick, dick, and give it a quick lick. Don't care what you do, Stew, but don't give it to me.
It is 5:50 on his Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I saw the Rusty downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm picking that habit up from Jacqueline. I'm putting the word the.
The Rusty.
We're going to the Baumhauers tonight after the show in about 10 minutes. What else did I want to mention? We'll be off tomorrow. Live Friday and Saturday morning. And I wish I could remember what shows we're running in the afternoon, but we have a few classics that I actually enjoy listening to again. I never go back and listen to shows. I've never been a fan of that. Once I was established in the business, I had one rule with program directors. I would not sit through an air check session. What's that? That's when they've had them, you know, going way back to the origins of my career. Somewhere I still have a cassette tape from the late 70s, mm-hmm. somewhere. And the cassette recorder would only record audio when your microphone was turned on. So at the end, you have what they called a scoped 20 or 30 minute version of your show. And you'd have to sit there with the boss and he'd play it back and analyze every break. And I just thought it was second guessing. Oftentimes from people who had no on-air resume whatsoever. They were programmers. They knew what songs to play. They kind of laid out how they wanted the format executed, but they could not do what I did. And I don't want advice from people that can't do what I do. So when I had the power to say it, of course, then later on when things got a little rough in the radio business, I had nothing to send anybody because I didn't save any shows, which can be very detrimental to the hiring process.
Yeah.
How long have you been in the business? 25 years. And do you have a tape? No. Somehow that just didn't play real well. I'm just double-checking. We're getting ready to go over to Baumhauer's tonight. And again, I ask you to mark your calendar for December 9th. That's a big deal night. It's our happy hour Christmas party. That'd be 2 weeks from today, right?
Mm-hmm.
December 2nd is a week from today? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
December is next week.
Joey's birthday is Tuesday.
I know when Joey's birthday is.
Yeah.
Oh, one other news item I pulled up when I first came in and still haven't yet shared with you. This past Friday, CNN beat Fox News in the key 25 to 54 demographic in every single hour from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. That includes Anderson's Pooper beating Tucker in the 8 o'clock hour in the 25-54 adult demographic.
Tucker made a mistake.
He burned himself. And now, this week, his last couple of shows have all been trying to climb back into the conservative credibility. You don't do that. We're not stupid. We know where Fox is headed, and right now in the day, you take a look at that morning crew. Village of the Damned and Friends is what it looks like now, because they've lost half their audience. Yeah. All of them have, all day long. Even my buddy John Scott, who I worked with in Miami. I used to work in Miami years ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
Let me grab somewhere. This call. We don't have time to screen. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's Seth.
Hey.
Seth? Name sounds familiar. Oh, Spotlow!
Ooh, and I got Rose in the backseat, but it looks like we're not going to make it in time to be up there with you, but we will be at Baumhauer.
Yay!
All right, single women, there you go. That's your call to action right there. Baumhauer.
I have a really cute daughter.
Yeah.
I know you do, but she's got a really cute dad, if I may say that without starting rumors. And,
hey, thanks, Beth. You look good, too.
All right, yes. And you really got the TV fixed?
Yes, sir. Everything's good, man.
Can you come and fix mine?
Of course.
Of course. Yay.
That's like mowing grass. It looks like you're doing something, but you're really not.
Well, we'll see you over there in a few minutes, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Yes, bye, sir. Seth. Bye.
That's amazing. You know, it's so weird. You plug this new set in. Everything is so bright and vivid. And you got all your options are built into the set. You don't have to attach a box to it or nothing. First time. Internet connected. I was able to do that. Worked the first time. Then we go to put the cable on, and it looks like it was coming from 1972. It was like an over-the-air signal from 40 years ago. So when we say fix the TV, that's what we're talking about. I had a feeling something wasn't plugged into what it should have been. That's my intellectual analysis of a technical issue. Don't forget, for flooring, many of you will be hosting people in your home. They will walk in and say, where did you get this flooring? It's beautiful. This wasn't here last Thanksgiving. That's because sometime in the last year, you went to Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, saw Jeff Mallinson or one of his merry band of floriers, and decided to make a home improvement. Many did this year. With all that extra time around the house, hey, it's a way of, you know, taking out your frustrations in a constructive way that also adds to the value of your home. So whatever you're interested in doing, replacing a single room or all of the flooring, upgrading from a carpet to a tile to a hardwood or a laminate, everything is wholesale priced. Everything they sell is installed by their team of people. So it's all Georgia Floors Direct from beginning to end. Visit them on Facebook or stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his crew. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years, again on the boulevard across from Lowe's, which is where we're going to be heading shortly.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy now around the boulevard. We've got congestion. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard all the way down to Baptist. Still a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge Road to East South Boulevard, Fairview Avenue, Madison, and Atlanta Highway outbound. Very busy. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents into us at this moment, and that's astonishing after the day that we've had so far. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry as low as $199 per month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery's Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
This is the time of year for sharing what you're thankful for. And our customers are at the top of the list. Happy Thanksgiving for Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air with a big thank you for our customer support. Please take a moment to be thankful for your blessings this season. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We went
dancing across the USA on that crazy King's Highway.
If you're dancing across the USA, take good care. Travel safely. Like, practice by going to Baumhauer's today and joining us over there. On behalf of Rosie Brock, Seth Spotlo, our entire team here, thank you for all you've done to support us. David and the rest of your next. Thanks for punching.